The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
I want you to turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 50. Isaiah 50, verses 6 and 7. Isaiah 50, 6 and 7. The title of the message for today is, "For the Lord Will Help Me." There are some titles you cannot keep quiet over. I say the title of the message for today is, "For the Lord Will Help Me." Isaiah chapter 50, verses 6 and 7. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid my face from shame and spitting. Verse 7, for the Lord God will help me, therefore I shall not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Let's say a big amen to the reading of the word. Oh, can I hear a big amen to the reading of the word? There is a period that you need help. As long as you are a human being living on the surface of this earth, whoever you are, however mighty you are, whatever you may have accomplished in life, there comes a time when you need help. And if you do not get that help at a good time, it can worsen your situation and permanently create a difficulty. There is a stage in your life that when you need the help, you need to reach out for the help. If people do not know that you need help, then they will not be able to provide the kind of help and assistance that you would like to be giving. God uses various means to assist us. Number one, the help comes from God Himself, and we will be looking at it shortly. Number two, the help may come from angels or spirit beings that God may choose, who come with goodness and who come with favor to you. Number three, the help may come from somebody you know, brethren you know. And number four, sometimes the help may come from someone else that you do not know. Can I hear an amen? And number five, sometimes it may even come from a person you consider as an enemy. But God can touch the heart of anybody. And when the need arises for you to be helped, you'll be helped. Oh, can I hear an amen? There are situations that when we don't receive help, we may sink low and low and low and low. But because God does not want us to sink low, He has designed that in the structure of life, somebody will always come to your help. And I want you to live a life where you always have expectation that God will send help to you. Somebody clap your hands for that. I say, God is sending another help to you. He will send help to you tonight. He will send help to you tomorrow. He will send help to you the day after, and He will keep sending help to you as long as you are even on earth. Can I hear an amen? So we need help, and when the time of seeking for help comes, we must be humble enough to request for the help. Otherwise, if we are not humble enough in our pride, the thing may eat us away, destroy us, or create a permanent damage in our lives. But I pray that that will not happen to you, and the Spirit of God will guide you to the right person. Say amen. Say amen. And the Spirit of God himself will bring you the help. So let's go to the text that we read from Isaiah chapter 50, verses 6 and 7. Now, verse 6 says, I gave my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid my face from shame and spitting. This passage is about the Messiah, Christ Jesus. It refers to the attitude that Christ adopted during the period of his sufferings that led to his crucifixion on the cross. The crucifixion on the cross was preceded by many things that were painful. It was a difficult ordeal. It was a terrible thing to suffer, but Jesus adopted the right attitude so that he would not give up along the line. Now, what were some of the attitudes that he adopted? Now, we just read verse 6. He says, I give my back to the smiters and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid my face from shame and spitting. One, he was smitten on his back. They beat him on his back with a whip until Jesus' back was literally peeling off. The flesh was peeling off and he was bleeding on his back, and they kept whipping him until they achieved what they wanted. The second thing was that he was slapped on his cheeks, and somebody will come and slap him, and slap can daze you. Slap can momentarily disorient you, and a moment or two you may lose your orientation. You may lose your mind, let me say that. Thirdly, the Bible says his hair was plucked off. One of the most painful things is to have somebody pulling your hair. And Jesus had his hair plucked off in anger and disrespect against him. Number four, the Bible says he was spat upon. When somebody spits upon you, it means the person disrespects you. The person is demeaning you. The person is looking down on you. The person does not regard you that you are a human being. The person thinks that you are good enough to be away from his presence and that you do not matter. So Jesus was beaten on his back. He was slapped on his cheeks. His hair were plucked off. And then they spat upon him. In other words, he was subjected to heavy beatings. And these beatings inflicted on him pain and suffering. They opposed him simply because he came as the Messiah of the world, and miracles and signs and wonders were following his ministry. His ministry was quite different from that of the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees. And Jesus was gathering people by the day. Crowds were following him. So I would imagine that these Jewish authorities became afraid and they became scared of the fact that Jesus would one day be lifted and made king over them. So they brought all kinds of accusations against him. And you would notice that when he was taken to the presence of Pilate, the things that were said, until eventually they said, away with him, away with him. Now these things were done with the objective of inflicting pain and harm upon Christ. Now, the things that were done to him were enough to have made anyone say that I have a change of mind, that I can no longer endure the suffering and that I will give up. I remember many, many years ago, I spoke to a gentleman who went to the military academy. He wanted to be a soldier for Ghana. And he had presented himself and he had reported at the military academy and he was with other colleagues so that they were being trained in a batch. But as the training went on, in the night, in the day, in the night, in the day, he couldn't withstand it. And one day he disappeared from the place. So he never qualified as a soldier because he could simply not endure the sufferings that soldiers who graduate do endure. So this was enough to have discouraged Jesus, so that he would have been discouraged from his mission and his assignment and would have said that enough is enough. I cannot die for humanity. It is too painful. It is such a suffering. My back is being whipped and the flesh is being plucked off. I am being slapped all over my face and my hair is being pulled from here and there. And apart from that, with disdain, disrespect, and looking down upon me who created the world, I cannot bear it any longer. However, Jesus remained firm and resolute. And he was undaunted and remained unshaken in spite of what was happening to him. Can I hear an amen? In verse 7 of Isaiah 50, he says, "For the Lord God will help me." Oh, everybody say it aloud. "For the Lord God will help me." Can you say it louder than you just did? "For the Lord God will help me." Say it for the last time, like your prayer. "For the Lord God will help me." Now listen to the sentence that continues. "Therefore, I shall not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore I shall not be confounded." He says he knows God will help me, him, so he will not be confused. He will not be perplexed. He will not be bewildered. He will not be thrown into a state of confusion and not know what to do about it. A lot of times when people are confounded, they begin to act in unbelief. Some of them may have sleepless nights and cannot sleep and do not know what to do because they simply have no clue about what is happening against their lives. But I want you to confess aloud that by the grace of God, I shall not be confounded. Say it aloud, please. By the grace of God, I shall not be confounded. Say it the second time. By the grace of God, I shall not be confounded. Now say it in power and in faith. By the grace of God, I shall not be confounded. I shall not be confused. I shall not be thrown into a state of chaos. I shall not feel disorderly around me. I shall not feel perplexed as if I cannot continue any longer. I will not be in a state where I feel like, why did I start this at all? And why have I embarked on such a journey? And why am I living this life for Jesus Christ? It is too much to bear. And you will notice that at the beginning of verse 7, he says, "For the Lord God will help me." This burden is big, but the Lord will help me. So I shall not be confounded. My back will be whipped and smitten, but the Lord will be my help. My cheeks will be slapped on either side, but the Lord will help me. My hair will be pulled and plucked off, but God will help me. In other words, God is my helper. Shout, God is my helper. No, if I were God and you are shouting like that, you don't need help. God is my helper. Yes. What does it mean to help? So we look at the meaning in the Hebrew and we look at the meaning in the Greek. In the Hebrew, the word for help is the word Ezer, which simply means to receive support or to receive assistance or to get aid from someone. So when God is helping you, according to the Hebrew language, Ezer, it means you receive support, you receive assistance, somebody comes to your aid. In the Greek, incidentally, is the word azapint, as in azapint. E-Z-A-R. So in the Greek, that word help, you remember Jesus said, if I go not away, the Holy Ghost will not come. But there is need for me to go away so that the comforter will come. Now, this word comforter is the word paraclete or paracletus. And paraclete in the Greek simply means to receive relief, to receive help, to receive comfort and consolation. And it also means that the Holy Spirit will be your standby, like a standby generator. So I want you to know that the road on which you are traveling may be narrow, and it may be a difficult road. It may be a tough terrain. It may be full of setbacks and disappointments. It may be full of hatred and wickedness from men and spirits of darkness. But I want you to know you are not alone. The God of the whole universe is with you. And he says when you go through the valley, he will go with you. And when you go through the waters, he will go with you, so that the waters do not submerge you. He says when you go through the fire, he will go with you, so that the fire does not kindle upon your body. I want you to know you are not alone. You are not alone. The creator of the whole universe is with you. The God Almighty, whose power surpasses all power, is with you. And this God says that he will offer you assistance. It is the reason why Jesus died and gave up the ghost, and that the same power raised him back. And he had told the disciples to go and wait for him in the upper room, that he will pour out the Spirit of God. He will pour out the paraclete, or the paracletus. He will pour out that Spirit that will come to bring relief and help and protection in the time of danger. That Spirit of God will bring the power of God as a standby. So you have the power of God with you, and you have another, the same power that is a standby. You know, in a lot of homes in Africa, apart from the national grid, which comes from the electricity company, people have all kinds of generator that stands by. So as soon as the power goes off or the power trips, their generator is triggered and starts working, so that they don't sleep in the dark and their frozen food do not get spoiled. I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is in you, and he's a standby. He's standing by. In case something goes wrong in your life, he's your standby. Let me hear a solid amen. He's standing by when you are emotionally drained. He's standing by when you are confused in your mind. He's standing by when you feel tired and frustrated and you feel like giving up. He's standing by when the battle is too tough for you and the enemy seems to be getting the upper hand. God is by your side. Right from the beginning through the middle to the end, I want you to know God is by your side. Because God is with you, you cannot fail, and he's your helper. Remember the meaning in the Hebrew, Ezer, which simply means to receive assistance. Can I hear an amen? To receive aid. Lift up your right hand. Tonight, your confessions will have to work for you. Lift up your right hand and shout aloud, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, shout it again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that I receive tremendous help from the Spirit of God. Can you clap your hands and shout amen to God's glory? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, the Paraclete is with you, the Paracletus, the Advocate, the Standby. If you don't know the law, you hire a lawyer. If you don't know medicine, you get to a doctor. They are there to help you. If you are not trained in matters of auto mechanics and how to repair cars, there is somebody who knows how to do it, and you will get assistance. And I'm saying that there are matters that are beyond man. Only God can help you. And in such matters, God does not fail. Can I hear an amen? He's neither too late nor too early. He comes right on time. Just when you need him, he shows up in your most difficult moments. Have you not read in the Bible that they made an image and asked that everybody should bow down to it at the sound of the trumpet and the dulcimer, and they were playing all kinds of flute to raise the name of the image of this God. God made with hands. And the three Hebrew boys refused to bow down. So because of that, the fire was heated and the intensity became so high. The Bible says they heated the fire 7 times its normal strength. And at the end of the day, they threatened these three Hebrew boys that if they refused to bow, they'll be thrown into the fire. But remember what the Hebrew boys said. They said, even if God will not deliver us, we shall not bow. In other words, their confidence in God was firm. Their confidence in God was resolute. Their confidence in God could not be shaken. Their confidence in God was established. So whatever suffering they were threatened with, like Christ, they did not waver. They did not even think about it the second time. They knew that they were serving the living God, and that the God had power over fire, and that God would deliver them. They were thrown into the burning fiery furnace, but by the time they landed in, the fourth man appeared. I want you to know, you may not see him, but the fourth man is with you. The Bible says he had the image like of the Son of God. And I want you to know God is with you at home. Therefore, you must not be afraid. He's with you in the middle of town, and he's with you even in the desolate place. If you believe that God is with you, then you will be clapping very loudly. You'll be shouting with rejoicing and celebrating. Can I hear an amen? There are moments you feel alone, I understand. And there are moments you feel like you have no support, and that if you had support, you wouldn't be where you are. There are moments that you say, oh, if somebody could help me, my circumstances would change, and that I have nobody to help me. Have you forgotten about the man who sat by the pool, and when the angel of the Lord came to disturb the waters, and somebody would jump into the water and will receive the healing and will leave the place? But another man has sat there for 38 solid years, And all that was occurring in his mind was that I have nobody to help me. Then Christ came around, but he didn't realize that Christ will be the helper. And when Christ asked him, do you want to be healed? He said, I would love to be healed, but I have nobody to pick me up and throw me into the water so that at the disturbance of it by the angel, I will receive my healing. Then Jesus said, you don't even need the water. I am here. Rise up and walk. And he rose up. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Jesus said, I am the one that comes to disturb the water. I am the one that puts the healing in the water. Now I am releasing the healing directly into your life. So I'm asking you to get up. Oh, come on. Can I hear an amen? And the man picked up his bed and he began to walk, and there was rejoicing in the place. Shout yeah to God's glory. To face the threat that if you don't worship what the king has set in place, you'll be thrown into the lion's den, was a serious thing. And to have the lion's staff, so that as soon as you get there, one small lion can deal with a human being seriously. How much more a number of lions kept in a den and made to starve for many days. As soon as they see a human being thrown at them, their appetite will rise, their energy will rise, and they will go at the man and tear him into pieces. But there is a God that shuts the mouths of lions. And it may be a lonely den that you may have been thrown in the hope that they have finished you. But the king will wake up the next day and look into the den and shout, Daniel, Daniel, has the God whom you serve continually delivered you from these lions? And then he will hear the voice of Daniel back, that my God is alive. The living God has delivered me. I want you to know you are delivered because you have a helper. I want you to know you have the victory because you have a helper. Your parent may not be alive, but you have a helper. And that helper is in God. Do I have a witness in this place? When you have suffered a thing for so long, sometimes you get discouraged. Sometimes you don't have any more confidence to trust in the word of God. But today, pick up your confidence because there is a helper by you. I said there's a helper by you. Tell the next person you have a helper. You have a helper. And very soon you will come out of that situation. It will not be long. I prophesy that from this moment forward, may your helper appear. May your helper connect you to the solution. Connect you to the answer. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the time Moses was born, there was a decree that every male child born to the Hebrews or the Hebrew parents must be killed. Moses' mother did well and kept this child for 6 months. I wonder how she managed to keep this baby from crying. But I'm sure at one time or the other, baby Moses will scream, hey! And then Moses' mother would say, shh, this is danger. After 6 months, she could no longer bear. But I believe she was praying in her heart of hearts that God, this baby is too beautiful to die. The Bible says she saw in Moses that he was a proper child, Hebrews 11. He saw in Moses a child of future and a child of destiny. And she believed she needed a destiny helper to make Moses survive. So when they put Moses in that container that will flow on the Nile, and they will leave Moses in the midst of the bushes that were on the edge of the Nile, she would believe that somebody would discover Moses, and Moses will have a fresh opportunity to live. And God arranged that Pharaoh's daughter will come and have a swim in that side of the place. Then she will hear this baby crying at that time. Oh, how can a nursing mother leave the child like that in the midst of water to test and to desire for breast milk? But there comes a time that only God can help you. And she trusted God and released the child into the waters of the Nile where the bushes were. And so the baby was trapped somewhere. And when Pharaoh's daughter heard the cry, she said, "This must be the child of one of the Jewish women. So bring the child." And she named the child Moses because he was drawn out of water. And then adopted the child and took the child home and catered for the child and trained Moses for 40 years. And he had the lifestyle of a prince. I want you to know you are a princess. And you are a prince. And God sent Pharaoh's daughter as a destiny helper. Because the destiny, the future of Moses was under threat. The life of Moses was under threat. There was no way that this child could live any longer if the child was kept in the parents' house. So the child had to be released into this dangerous environment. But God was with the child. And guess what? When they needed a nurse to cater for this baby, Moses' sister was hiding somewhere. And she must have overheard Pharaoh's daughter saying, "Whom can we get to cater for this baby?" She appeared and said, "I know somebody." Guess whom she went to call? She went to call the mother, the very mother of the baby, to come and nurse the baby. So now Moses was transferred from an ordinary house into the palace and giving opportunity by the mother to now train Moses. Oh, Masakataya. Are you hearing what I'm saying, somebody? Are you hearing what I'm saying? May God keep watch over what belongs to you. And may God reconnect you to the breakthrough. May God reconnect you to the blessing. And may God release destiny helpers. People that will connect you to the next stage of your promotion. The next stage of your elevation. The next stage of your glorification. That you won't struggle. That they might speak in a word for you. That they might introduce you. That they might write a letter of introduction and guarantee for you that you will be accepted and embraced at a higher platform. I say you have help tonight. I say you have help. There is a lot of help coming from the throne of God in the name of Jesus. And I sense in the days that will follow, some overwhelming help will come. Help will come from the east and the west. But above all, help will come from God. Oh, shout amen, shout amen, shout amen, somebody. Lift up your right hand again and say, "In the name of Jesus, I have abundance of divine help." Now clap and shout amen. Oh, is that all you can clap and do when God is your paraclete? When God is your support, when God is your helper, when God or the Holy Spirit is your standby and is there to help you. Oh, in Psalm 121, reading from verse 1 and 2, the Bible says, "I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help." My help cometh from God. When things are tough, lift up your eyes and look up. When things are challenging and it's difficult to break through, lift up your eyes and look unto your God. And he says, I will look unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. There is help coming. There's help coming. That help, oh, I didn't hear an amen, somebody. There is help coming. And this thing is written in a tense that indicates that God is not just doing it for now, but he would do it also for the future. And that God would do it continuously and will not stop. I will look unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. There is the source of your help, and that source is God. Unless he touches a man, you cannot be helped. But today we plead with God that he may touch men. Oh, can I hear an amen? He may touch men that they will arise and come to your help. That wherever you are stuck and could not progress, may God take you out of that place. Wherever you are and you are going backwards and retrogressing or by sliding, may God arrest the thing for you. And may he bring you forth so that you will advance in the name of Jesus. May God help your child at school. Unless God open your child's mind, your child cannot know anything, because wisdom and understanding coming from God. May God open the mind of your child and your grandchildren as well. Can I hear an amen, somebody? Unless God sends clients to come and buy, you may do a lot, but it may not come to much. But we need help from God. May God send clients to your shop. May people go to your website and see what you are trading in. May your superiors notice your good work. And may somebody recommend you to the board so that you are promoted. May somebody put in a word for you and say, this is a hard worker and this person needs another appointment or a higher position. May the Lord grant you in the name of Jesus Christ the capital that you need for the job. May God give you ideas that you will get that capital. Say amen, somebody. There is help. You are not alone. Don't say that I come from a poor background. I understand you. And don't say, wole wobemoku, I understand you. But as soon as you finish saying that, say that you have somebody who is above, who is greater than the challenges, and who will help you. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help is from the Lord. In Psalm 124, verse 7, it says, my soul escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. My soul is escaped like a bird out of the small traps that the hunter set. My soul is escaped like a bird out of the small traps that the devil sets against me and against my family. And then he goes ahead to say, the snare is broken. The evil traps are broken. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Tonight I declare the witchcraft snares are broken in Jesus' name. The occultist snares are broken. The satanic snares and traps are broken. Traps that may put you into sickness or into disease. Traps that may put you into owing so many people. Today you are out because the snare is broken. I say the snare is broken. the snare is broken. Whatever the snare is broken. Whether it's of depression or fear, whether it is to make you borrow until you are jailed, I say the snare is what? Broken. And we are escaped. Look at the language that is written. The Bible is writing it in the past tense and says, we have already escaped. Because our help is in the name of the Lord. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Oh, come on. That name is Jehovah Sabaoth, the God of all battles. That name is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will provide. That name is Jehovah El Shaddai, the big-breasted one who will bring fruitfulness even where there is barrenness. Can I hear an amen? That name is Jehovah Nissi, the God, our banner, that in the time of battle, he will stand with us through the thick and the thin. When we need righteousness, then he becomes Jehovah Chikenu, and he's for us. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken. If you know the snare is broken, you will shout for victory. I said the traps are broken. The evil traps are broken. That thing to make you mark time and go around in concentric circles, I say it is broken. The snare over your marriage is broken. The snare in the life of your child is broken. The snare arm over your siblings are broken in the spell that was cast against them. I said tonight the snare is broken, and our help is in the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of Jesus. For the Bible says he was humble and became obedient to death, and that he was given a name that is above all names, at the mention of which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, and that name has authority in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. The Bible says, whatsoever you do, do it in the name of Jesus. So whether you eat, bless the food in the name of Jesus. Whether you leave home and you are taking a walk, do it in the name of Jesus. If you are riding on the highway or the byway in your car or flying over waters, do it in the name of Jesus. Because the snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. It's a strong tower. We cannot die before our time. The name of the Lord is our protection. It's our security. It's our preservation. It's our defense. It's our shield. It's our high tower. The name of the Lord shall preserve our future and our present. The name of the Lord shall preserve whatever concerns us in the name of Jesus. Because of the name of the Lord, we shall not be afraid, because the name will work signs and wonders. The Bible says, in my name you shall cast out devils. Therefore, I use the name of Jesus and I cast out the devils that are harassing you, the devils that are oppressing you, the devils that are tampering with your blessing and making a wind of evil blow over your blessing. I use the name for your restoration, that God shall reposition you in a higher place in the name of Jesus. May God touch your siblings and keep them. Can I hear an amen? There is help. There is help. Abundance of help. Supernatural help. Help from the angels of God. When the Israelites could not face the Assyrians, and they stayed under that leader, Jehoshaphat. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? God had them and sent one mighty angel And this angel slew 186,000 soldiers in one night. May God send a mighty angel, released to warfare and to clear every enemy spirit that has been warring against you. Shout yeah and put your hands together, somebody. I said there's help for you. I said there's help for me. I said there is help for all of us. Oh, if you believe there's help, I'm sure you'll be clapping better than you are doing. I said the snare is broken. And we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Let me read for you Psalm 124. Verse 8. Psalms 124 verse 8. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God's strong name is our help. The same God, so I'm reading for you different translations. God's strong name is our help. The same God who made the heavens and the earth. Is somebody taking consolation from that? Oh, I didn't hear an amen. I say I didn't hear an amen. Is somebody taking consolation from that? Now look at Hebrews. Chapter 13, verse 6. Look at Hebrews 13, 6. It says, so that we may boldly say, the preceding verse says, he has said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Can I hear an amen?
Amen?
The Bible says, the Lord has said, God has said it. So that you and I will boldly say. You see, that's why I told you, you are saying that the Lord is my helper. But if I were God, I may probably not be convinced about how some are saying. That we may boldly say, that the Lord is my helper, and I shall not fear what man would do to me. Do you know sometimes God will allow somebody to go and share an evil testimony about you, but God will not make them believe that testimony, and the thing will turn against that person. They will despise that person and label that person a gossip, and they will say, stay away from our company. Then what you deserve, God will do it for you. So that he will permanently shut the mouths of those people who think they can hinder your blessing. Can you put your hands together for that? God has said it. He has said, I will be your helper. And I will deliver you in times of trouble. So that we may boldly say that he is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. Can I pass a decree over your life? You will not go to the grave because of what an evil man will say against you or do against you. You will not. You'll be exempted by the power of the blood. You'll be exempted by this decree in the name of Jesus Christ. So now you can boldly say that God is my helper, and I do not fear what man would do to me. Somebody says, I will go to that office, higher office, and I'll make sure that they will do so, so, and so to you. I declare, by the time he gets there, while climbing the stairs, he will fall down and break his big mouth. He has said that we may boldly say that I'm a child of God. I am cleansed. I am washed by the blood of Jesus. I am sanctified. I am made clean. I am made pure in the sight of God. And I declare that by the righteousness of God, I have access to the throne of God. And I declare that whatever I ask God at the throne of grace, I will obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There is grace to help in time of need. May God send help ahead of you, and may God send help where you are now, so that you will walk into your health. May you walk into your health. May God raise somebody to have compassion, mercy, love, to do what God wants to be done for you. Shout yeah in Jesus' name. Oh, there is help. Is somebody feeling there is help? Is somebody, you are not boldly saying it, so that you may boldly say, come on. I declare. Now say after me, in the name of Jesus. Now say it louder and boldly and stronger. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare tonight that I am not afraid of what man can do to me. God has said it, that he will deliver me, that he will protect me, that he will secure my life, that my going out is blessed and my coming in is blessed. And nobody can sit on my prosperity, for God has already blessed me. So I boldly say that I'm not afraid of any man, of what they can do to me. Whatever authority they carry, the authority is under the authority of God. And I declare that what I'm entitled to, God will bring it to me. Come on, put your hands together, somebody. So where did we start from? We started from where the scripture was talking about Christ. In Isaiah chapter 50 from verse 6. And it's talking about the sufferings that Christ went through. How he was smitten on his back, how he was slapped on his cheeks, how his hair was plucked off, and how he had to face shame because people spat upon him. Then in verse 7 he says, for the Lord God will help me. And that's the title of tonight's message, for the Lord will help me. Therefore, I shall not be confounded. I will not be confused. I will not be perplexed. I will not be disturbed. I will not worry. I will not have sleepless nights. I will not say, what is happening to you? No. And look at this part. He said, therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. What is a flint? A flint is a hard rock. A flint is a rock that is dark gray, is dark gray and shining. They are hard rocks. In Palestine, there existed a number of these rocks. And sometimes you took those two of those rocks and you had to strike them together, and then you got a spark to light up fire. So a flint is a hard rock. They don't break easily. Remember what God said when we were studying in the milk and honey, he said he brought honey out of the rock. And he brought what? Something sweetness out of the flinty rock. The flinty rock is the hard rock. It is impossible to get sweetness out of it. But God, no matter the circumstance, can give you joy, rejoicing, blessing, and victory, even if the background from which you come is as hard as Abraham's. So, a flint is a hard rock. And the Bible says Jesus set his face to Jerusalem. There's another scripture that I will show you. He set his face like a flint toward Jerusalem when the time of his death came. It was easy to have looked in the opposite direction. It was easy to have said, this is too much to bear. What a shame that my garment will be taken off and some people will cast a die and say, 6 meludu and take the, and I'll be giving some small piece of cloth over my waist, and I'll nails will be driven through my hands, and I'll hang there, and it will be so embarrassing. Jesus could easily have had a change of mind. But in order not to have a change of mind regarding what God would do for humanity, Jesus set his face like a flint towards Jerusalem. What does that mean? Setting your face like a flint simply means you are well focused. You are well focused. You cannot be distracted by anything. There is a time that when you have set your confidence in God, don't let any man distract you. Just keep your focus. Keep it sharp. Oh, I didn't hear an amen. Keeping his face like a flint. In other words, he overlooked every opposition. He overlooked every opposition and got himself tough to endure it. He did not give up. He did not quit the faith. He did not backslide. He did not turn in the opposite direction, but he kept his focus on what he was doing. Don't let people talk you out of the faith. And don't let people talk you out of the good thing you have embraced. If God is blessing you where he's placed you, hold on tight. Don't let it go. Because sometimes what men promise you, they cannot deliver to you. The Bible says, a bird in hand is better than two in the forest. There may be 1,000 birds in the forest, but as long as you haven't killed one, you don't have it. But when you have one, it's better than the two in the forest. People can deceive you to leave the one and go looking for the two, which you may never find. So set your face like a flint. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Let nobody distract you with sweet words and tell you that there's something else here. Let's try it. And so, so, and so, and so, and so. Anytime somebody is not well and the sickness delays, then they say, in a J hospital healer. In a Shikonjofa, listen to me. If the thing has delayed, God will still heal you. Oh, shout amen. Shout. Don't let people talk you away from good things. Oh, you are seeing your doctor, and you are combining that with prayer. Keep to that. But somebody else promises you something that has not been tried and tested, hasn't gone through the scientific thing, and just promises you, hey, Hey! Be careful. I've met people at the medical block who have drank all kinds of things and the thing has affected their kidney. Now, frantic efforts were being made by the hospital to save their kidney because what they put into their body had not been tested. It was somebody who said it. And for me, I have difficulty with those who come on the buses, drug peddlers, and one drug can cure 48 diseases. Then why don't we use the name of Jesus? Can I hear an amen? And this one, it can cure Sasabro, Cruza Cruza, it can cure Coco, everything that it can cure. And then simple people just buy it. Listen, we are living long. Abraham didn't buy Sasabro. We are living long. Long life is from God. I didn't hear an amen. Somebody may exercise and die while exercising. Have you forgotten that a former vice president went to the gym? When he left the gym, he died. Have you forgotten? Long life is from God. It's not from herbs. Put your hands together and give glory to God. If the thing is not tried and tested, don't let anybody dissuade you. You have Christ. Don't let anybody tell you that let's add another name to Christ. Christ is enough. If Christ cannot do it, let him take me to glory. I would want that honor than contaminating myself with things that Christ will be angry against me. Go and read the history of Israel. When some kings were sick, they went elsewhere to seek help. And God was angry with them and they never recovered. But may God give us wisdom to set our faces like flame. Look, if you are coming to church, come to church. Let nobody discourage you. Oh, the meaning I ask someone again. Oh, Tashin, you can feel no joy. Boli no ni yo here. Mene, oba, receive nyo mo yue mo. Ni ka keshin. Wa mo ko ke wa loko. Ba ye jen ni ba wapu. Oh, nuncho awabo okotoku emi. E wabo, e wa ofroto mi. E wabo, nuncho awabo. I didn't hear an amen. My mother had 6 boys. We left her father's house before I was 13. She was a cardiac patient, had heart problems. So she stopped working. How can such a woman who never knew another man but only Christ take care of 6 children that they will all go through the university? It's just God. It's just God. Oh, be Antony Bonini, be a mewa. Your tall boyfriend could feel name, mama, me, feel you. Oh, Mali, oh, Mali. If I knew mama, me, never, mommy, pompy, pompy, and keg, we never shimbo. Be focused. Be focused. Be focused. What you are into is the right thing. What you are into is the best thing. Where the word of God is, where the name of the Lord is. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. Oh, come on. I want you to clap. 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 So, the verse 7 says, I have set my face like a flint. Therefore, I will not be confounded and I will not be ashamed. Listen to me. You will not grow old and not have a place to lay your head. In fact, you have a very decent, honorable, beautiful place, well prepared and delivered with every modern amenity and gadget for you. Is somebody receiving? If you are receiving, shout bigger. I said, God will cater for your needs. Whatever needs to be paid for, God will send a helper to come and pay for you. You will not be ashamed. You will not be a laughing stock. You will not be a proverb and a byword. You will not be the subject for which people are gossiping. You will be the subject for which people are praising God. And because of what God is doing for you, the people will follow you to the household of faith. Is somebody hearing me? You will not grow older than you know. Your miracle, what I mean to say, your miracle is about to happen now. Don't be afraid. Don't panic. Don't look at your chronological age. God will work a miracle. Receive your help. Receive divine assistance. Receive divine intervention by the grace of God in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, is anything too hard for the Lord? Why are you having sleepless nights over 1,000 cities? Why do you want to commit suicide? Because you owe your landlord rent. Tell the next person, kagboi. Because ngomokumba. Come on. Put your hands together. Don't commit suicide. There is hope as long as there is life. And as long as Christ lives in us, Christ in you, the hope of tomorrow. Oh, we never knew that we will push through COVID. But somehow look at where we are. And look at how we can freely interact by the grace of God. I am telling you, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above that which you ask or take, according to the power that worketh in you. There is help coming. What you cannot do and nobody can help you about, God will send angels to help you. If you are receiving your help, clap, clap, clap and shout. Clap and shout aloud. Mikandarabasia. The strong man that is fighting you, the evil strong man that seemed to be stronger than you in the physical, God is greater than him. And God will strike the strong man down and he will never recover again. Receive help. Receive help for conception. Receive help for nurturing of the baby to full term. Receive help for delivery of the baby. Receive help. Help from the Lord. Help. Help for restoration of your strength and health. You will walk again. May your feet be strengthened. May your arms be strengthened, that you can raise your arm and lift your feet again. May your body recover. May your nerves begin to function in the name of Jesus Christ. May your capital be revamped. May your business be boosted again. Receive help. 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 Help from God in the name of Jesus Christ. May your child be delivered from prison. May your spouse be delivered from prison in the name of Jesus. May the Lord set them free. I will not be surprised if God blesses you. I will just be overwhelmed and rejoice with you. Help. Oh, come on. Father, grant us help. Significant help. Help, oh God, that will lift us to a higher place. Help that will bring promotion. Help that will change our circumstances for the better. Help that will make us no longer go to beg for bread. Help that will change our sleeping place for the better. Help that will open local and international doors, matrimonial doors. Help that will take away barrenness and bring fruitfulness. Help! As you go to bed or walk out of this auditorium, know there is a helper. And keep calling upon him. Keep calling upon him. The Bible says there was an unjust judge, and everybody knew that if you went to him, he never granted you what was due you. And there was a widow who had to go to this unjust judge, and she kept going until she received the help from the same unjust judge. How much more the living God, who is compassionate, who is gracious, who would do it beyond your comprehension, who will hold your hands and teach you the way you will walk, who will teach you the business arena, God who will guide you. The Lord bless you. I say the Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. I declare this is a period and a dispensation of supernatural help in all facets of your life. Receive this help. Receive the miracles of God, the breakthroughs of God. Receive honor. Receive divine glorification. Be blessed. Can you shout and clap for 1 minute? Come on, put your hands together. I said for at least 1 minute. Don't stop. Shandara basile rebekia. Ayele rebebende rabasaya kataya. Ayele rebekia saya kataya. Ayaba batia tatatatata. Ayama mandiribi sias takata. Yabia sele rebekia takata. Yabia sakataya bra. Ayimiangataya brekebe sele rebekia. Ayele rebekia stakataya. Ayaba bakaya brekebe zaya kata. Ayele rebekia staya. Ayaba bandiribi kaya brosh telerebaka. Ayanda rabasaya. Ayanda rabasaya. Ayaba kataya brash telerebekia. Ayaba kaya brekebe zia kata. Shandara kata. Shandara kata. Ibiasa kata. Shabiasa